Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color each Thursday morning here in our old courthouse room. We've moved across the hall, and we look forward to this each Thursday morning. I've got a few announcements here we'll talk about here in a few minutes, but first off, we'd like to thank everyone that makes this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, that being the Three Star and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and all the great folks that advertise. And I want to try to remind everyone to keep spending as much of your money as you can here in hometown Salina. Excuse me. I know we've got some things coming up here that we'll talk about here in a few minutes. In the next little bit, and then may do a little rundown on some of the local things going on, and we may have to play a little music this morning to fill in, but we hope you'll stay with us. I know we've got a list of birthdays to announce and to give away our birthday prize, but let's see, right now, let's just take a little short break. Let me gather some stuff together here, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
What is a quitter? A person who gives up easily. The thought of quitting tobacco products might seem hard, but it's not impossible. With the help of the Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program, you will have a quit coach, personalized support, and even free nicotine replacement therapy for eligible participants. Tobacco users that enroll in Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program have access to specially trained tobacco quit coaches who will work with you to develop a personalized plan for quitting tobacco and provide you with ongoing support along the way. So you will become a quitter, a person who does not give up easily. And once you become a quitter, within minutes of having your last cigarette, your body begins a series of changes that provide immediate health benefits, like reduced heart rate. If you or someone you know wants to quit using tobacco, call the Tennessee Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-784-8669. This message is brought to you by Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Welcome back, everyone. Look like this is one of these mornings where we're going to have to kind of ad-lib this thing. My guest this morning hasn't shown up, and so I don't know. It's sometimes I never thought it happened, but sometimes I'm at a loss for words, believe it or not. But we've got some things here we can talk about for a few minutes. I know that this coming weekend I'm involved in it, but I don't have a whole lot of the specs on it this weekend. But the city of Salina is holding a spades tournament this Saturday here in the courthouse, beginning at 10 o'clock, and I think we're going to have the tables and everything set up and have a little card tournament here. It's all part of summer activities that the mayor and the city council have planned for this summer. And then also along that line, I know that work has started on the splash pad down at the Donaldson Park. And also we have started work on the resurrection of the Dumas Walker Marble Yard down at the park. So we've got some things going on there. And I think some of the activities that are going to be going on weekends here look like on a kind of biweekly or just, I know that there's a whole list of dates somewhere. Let me see if I can find that while I'm talking for activities that the city of Salina has got going on. But I know we've got coming up, we've got our Heritage Days coming up here the first weekend in August, and we've got all kinds of activities going on with that. So let me get on here just a second and do that. I'll do that when we take a little break here in a minute. But I know that we just had a very successful car show here this past weekend. The Canton Lodge had a great turnout for that. And if you missed that, they'll be doing another one, I think, in July. And let's see. I'll tell you what, Randy. Let's play a little bit of music, a couple of songs, while I see what I can work together here. Like I said, this is one of these where we're going to have to do it on the fly. So we'll be back just in a few minutes after we play a couple of bits of music here.
hard and work side to side. But I'll never forget, I still remember yet, the way my daddy looked at me and cried. Big wind's coming, let's do the humming. Hurry up, son, be quick, don't stall. You know we can't be slow. Heck, kids get low. If you don't hurry, shoot, get us all.
Making myself some notes and doing a little looking around. We've got quite a few things here to kind of talk about this morning. I know we were talking about that the city of Salina is sponsoring activities throughout the summer here, and I know like I said, coming up this weekend is a spades tournament, a card tournament here at the courthouse, and I think it's scheduled to start around 10 o'clock. So, you know, to get here, if you want to be a part of this, come by a little before 10, between 9 and 10, and we'll have tables set up here, and I think you can... I think this may be where if you show up, it may draw for partners or may let you play with your partner. But we'll be doing that here this weekend. And then on July the 1st, they're going to have a pitch tournament here with the same setup. I think Mr. Wenton Young is going to be in charge of setting that up. So, you know, everybody, I know pitch is a pretty popular game here, and we hope we have a good turnout. I know we have quite a few folks that like to play this down at the community center. So, you know, come and see that and enjoy that. And then also activities up at the Donaldson Park coming up. Also have the a tennis and pickleball tournament going on, and I think it will start. I think maybe sign up at 8 o'clock, and I think that's the next weekend, I guess, in July. And then, if you're not familiar with pickleball, when we refinished our tennis courts down at Donaldson Park, you know, one of the hottest games going on now is pickleball, which is loosely based upon tennis, but it's made for ages from about 12 years old to about 82, I think. You know, it's one of these games where you can play. There's a lot of movement not involved with it, but it's highly competitive. I've said it's kind of like outdoor table tennis played on the ground, and it is fun to watch. And, of course, we all know about our tennis. You know, over the years, We had some tremendous tennis tournaments down at Donaldson Park over the years. There were parts of awesome celebrations. And then also coming up will be a Frisbee golf tournament. And that'll be on July the 15th. And if you've never seen Frisbee golf, you need to take a look at that. That is where they've got, the golf holes are kind of things that are set up where you throw your Frisbee at them and get a score. And I know that's also an up-and-coming game that lots of folks are playing. And I know that we have some folks that have Clay County origins, and that is the Green Brothers. I think they live over in Putnam County, who are, I think they're maybe still high school age, and they have participated in a lot of national Frisbee golf tournaments. So I know that's getting to be a very, very popular game. And then also on July the 22nd, I guess over at the Marble Yard, be having a marble tournament with sign up beginning at 9:45 and then playing the game at beginning at 10 o'clock. So that's some of the things. And also the city is doing movies at the park where they've got an outdoor screen set up there. And they show free movies. I don't know if they're still giving away free popcorn or not, but that was part of it when they first started. But I think the first show that they shot, I'm not sure if they made it through it without getting rained out the other day, but they were planning on doing Old Yeller, I think. But, you know, that's the things that the city of Salina have got kind of planned here for the coming weeks. And then, just as that is ending, we will be doing our festival event. Kind of got some interesting story, you know, on the number of the festivals that here in Salina, Clay County, that we've had the past few years. I know going back a number of years, I'm sure some of y'all are still familiar with Earl Napier's Chitlin' Suppers that he held up at his restaurant, which invited politicians and dignitaries, normal folks and everything would meet up at his restaurant, where he had a contest to see who could eat the most of that, you know, that world-renowned southern dish that was made from some of the inside parts of the pig. And that was a big deal over the years. And that kind of evolved then out into our fish fry that we had here. And our fish fry probably was one of the, you know, the big events there for a number of years. Of course, anytime you give away free fried fish by our group of fish cookers here in Clay County, you would draw a crowd. I know we had lots and lots of folks that came to that. And we had music, had all kinds of contests. We had softball tournaments, volleyball tournaments, tennis tournaments, everything from nail driving to skillet throwing. It was just a big fight. It's kind of like a hillbilly Olympics, a whole lot of it was. And when that died out, kind of over the years, the folks that did these, sometimes when the folks that start these things, when they kind of get to the age where they no longer can do it, sometimes it's hard to get folks to move in and keep things going. But for a few years there, we didn't have any type of festival or anything here in Clay County. But then, and I guess it was in the 90s, Mr. Mayfield Brown and I, he was the director of schools, and we had been doing a number of musical shows over the years in our high school auditorium, and we thought it would be kind of neat if we would build us an outdoor theater. So we used the drama class and donated materials and things, and we built an outdoor amphitheater. And we thought we would, just to have school plays in and things like that. And so when we got it built, we thought we would see if we could book in a name band, and we managed to book in the Nitty Gritty on a Sunday afternoon. And as the story goes, we were selling tickets to it, and we had a competitor over in the local community that had an amphitheater that was where he was selling tickets and everything, and he got the idea maybe that we were trying to compete with him. So he went around and gave away free tickets to a show at that same time, and it kind of cut back on our crowd. And when we tallied everything up, we found out that we were about $3,500 short on being able to pay the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band to get them out of town. So we had to borrow $3,500 to get them paid off. And when we did that, we kind of got to talk, and we decided that we really didn't want to pay that ourselves. So we thought, why don't we resurrect some type of event that maybe we can make enough money to pay them off. And we had a group of people that met. Miss Melba Birch was with us. She was, she was in charge of the Chamber of Commerce in those days. And we kicked around a number of ideas, and we finally came up with, the Clay County, Union Hill, all that area out in there over the years, all over the Baptist Ridge, was noted for making a little bit of moonshine. So, we thought that was part of our heritage, part of our history. So this, back in the early 90s, we came up with the name of Moonshine Daze, and we spelled it D-A-Z-E, and we put together a little event for a couple of days over the weekend, and we would use that maybe to make enough money where we wouldn't have to pay them. So that is kind of where the Moonshine Day celebration came from. And we did that, and we did it for a few years and made enough money to pay them off. And that gradually evolved into the homecoming days. And then the last metamorphosis that this went through was the museum festival. And this year, with this being the 150th anniversary of the courthouse, when it was completed, we combined the forces of the courthouse committee and the museum and decided that we would come up with something that would work every year from now on. So the name of the Heritage Festival, where each year we will be celebrating a facet of the Heritage of Clay County. And this year, the celebration will be built around the 150th birthday of the courthouse. And along that line also, we have some great news concerning the courthouse that we'll be telling everyone about here in the coming week. But, coming up, and this will be the first weekend in August, on August the 4th and 5th, the two-day celebration this year. I'm going to have vendors back, craftsmen. We'll be doing, and hopefully we'll have some stuff here in our Rolly Hole Marble Museum where we can show folks what that's going to look like. It's not going to be complete, but, it will never be complete because, things will be rotating in there. But this will be a place where we're going to be using two of the rooms here in the courthouse that will be dedicated to the celebration of, this game here of Rolly Hole Marbles. And we'll also, it will include marble players, marble memorabilia, stories, films, rebroadcast all the newscasts over the years, things like that. And also we'll have marble making machines here, doing demonstrations with that, and just a lot of things going on there. And of course the museum then will be a continuing thing. But then each year for the Heritage Festival, we will be concentrating on something back, the heritage here of Clay County, some of the things that are unique to this area, or that are special to this area, part of our heritage. And we hope to have lots and lots of folks involved in that. And we have the schedule for this going through it. We have some special events for the 150th birthday of the courthouse, and one of those is based upon one of the things we had here back in the day when Salina was a marriage meal. And with that line, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to do our birthday list, and then we're going to come back and we'll have a little bit more of this chit-chat about some of the things going on. But folks celebrating birthdays this week. Liz Brown's niece called her birthday, and I know Liz calls in lots and lots of birthdays, but this time she's in the spotlight. So we wish her a happy birthday. And also Briar Fisher, who is the great-great-grandson of Tommy and Coretta Denton, celebrating a birthday. And then Mr. Calvin Smith, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to him. Miss Chastity Collins Strode, happy birthday to you, Chastity. And also Mr. Trevor Daniels, who is also, I think, recently married, so he's got lots of things he's celebrating, but right now we wish him a happy birthday. And also Miss Susan Bailey, who at one time helped co-host our show here back a few years ago. And also Mr. Jim Hayes, wish him a happy birthday, and Miss Rhonda Short. And here at the end of the show, we'll be choosing one of these names to earn that fabulous birthday prize, where you go over by the chamber and pick that up. And with right now, we'll take a few minutes, short break, and if we want to, we might play maybe if we find us another piece of appropriate music, play a little bit of music before we come back. But we'll be back just in a little bit.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed
to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County owned and operated by those we serve.
What is a quitter? A person who gives up easily. The thought of quitting tobacco products might seem hard, but it's not impossible. With the help of the Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program, you will have a quit coach, personalized support, and even free nicotine replacement therapy for eligible participants. Tobacco users that enroll in Tennessee Tobacco Quitline Program have access to specially trained tobacco quit coaches who will work with you to develop a personalized plan for quitting tobacco and provide you with ongoing support along the way. So you will become a quitter, a person who does not give up easily. And once you become a quitter, within minutes of having your last cigarette, your body begins a series of changes that provide immediate health benefits, like reduced heart rate. If you or someone you know wants to quit using tobacco, call the Tennessee Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-784-8669. This message is brought to you by Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Rambling around.
hear one. That song is kind of indicative of what we're doing this morning. We're kind of rambling around. Appreciate your consideration and your willingness to put up with us this morning. But we still got quite a few things to talk about and got one real special announcement here in a few minutes we'll talk about. But, you know, in conjunction with our celebration of the 150th birthday of the courthouse, we have a little thing on during the celebration called Marriage Homecoming. And this is where we would like, if anyone that got married, you know, connected here with the Clay County Courthouse, come back and join us for this celebration and tell your story about how, why, when you came to Clay County here and took care of your marriage ceremony. And I know lots of interesting stories because Clay County we were kind of a marriage meal back during a period of time a few years ago where we had a state regulation that said you had to wait 10 days after you got your marriage license from your blood test results to come back. Well, Clay County kind of, they voted that they would overrule that, and if you could bring in the results from your blood test and showing, you know, that you, according to your blood, you were ready to get married, that they would marry you that same day. So we had lots of folks coming in here from all around Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, just really, and of course those folks now are scattered all over the United States. And we're inviting anyone, like I said, that got married connected here with the courthouse or Clay County to come back and tell your story of why you're here. And I know occasionally when I'm walking around the old building here, I'll see a couple walking around holding hands that are, probably about the same age that I am, and I know what's up. That they have come back to the place where they got married 50 years ago, and they would, you know, like to come back in and look it over again. So occasionally they will catch me here, and they'll come in, and they will tell me the story of when they got married here. And, I mean, I'll relay a couple of kind of interesting things we've had over the years. I know they would come down to the room where they got married, and we'd snap some pictures, and I would look at them, and I'd say, well, I don't know who married you, but I can pretty well tell you how your ceremony ended. And they would say, well, you can? I'd say, yes. Well, tell me about your marriage. They said, well, we walked in the building here and looked down. There was a gentleman sitting down at the end of the hall, kind of looked like had his overalls on and might have had a chew of tobacco. And he hollered at us and said, well, folks, can I help y'all out with anything? He said, we come here to get married. He said, well, come on down here to this room, and we'll take care of that. So they came in. At the end of the ceremony, they were married. And I said, well, I can tell you how that ceremony ended, I believe. They said, you can? I said, yes, I can. I said, he looked at you real solemn, and he said, by the powers vested me in the state of Tennessee, I now pronounce you man and wife. That'll be $5. And this man, he looked and he said, you know, that's exactly what he said. And said, I reached in my pocket and I rummaged around in there and looked around and said, seen I had $7 in there. Said, I give him everything I had and with every penny of it. And one of the neater stories, but there's lots of others, and we're hoping, you know, that folks will come by and relay those. And also we're going to have a prize for the couple that comes back here from the farthest distance away that got married here. So that we'll have a special prize for them. And then also now, we've got a little bit of a change here, and I'm going to have to make some changes on my raffle tickets, and that is that we have moved the day to do the drawing on the gun raffle, which I'll talk about here in a second, to Saturday. We're going to give folks another day of opportunities to participate in this donation program for the Clay County window project. And so we'll be giving it away on Saturday at 6:30, just before the live band. This will kind of be the finale event of the festival this year. And there's a great story behind the rifle that we're giving away to one of the lucky donors that donates at least $10 to the Adopt a Window program here. And everyone that does do an adoption, now we're going to have a bunch of paperwork due when this is over with, is because we're going to give everyone that made a donation a plaque with a big banner here in the courthouse that'll have their name on it. So everyone that donates this is going to be recognized here in the courthouse. But with this, we had another neat story here. A couple of years ago, looking through the Clay Statesman paper, I saw there was an advertisement there for a commemorative Clay County rifle from the National Historic Armory. So I get on the phone and I look at it, and it's got an etching there of the Clay County Courthouse on it. So, you know, we're trying to be, you know, kind of protective of that image now, you know, since we're trying to, you know, have our theater here, our Rolly Hole Marble Museum. So I've got a hold of the owner of the armory and told him, you know, kind of what we were doing and everything. And I asked him who gave him permission to use that image. And he said, well, it's kind of a standard image that we use for all of the counties, you know, and said the county mayor in 2005 gave us permission to use that. I said, well, and I went through the thing about adopt a window and asked him if he'd like to adopt a window. And he thought, I guess, for a few seconds. He said, well, I don't think I can donate that, but he said, I can donate something to you, and that would be a special edition Henry 3030 rifle that will be in celebration of the 150th birthday of the courthouse, and it will be etched on one side of that Clay County edition, and this will be a proof model, and this is the only one that will ever be made, and I will donate that to you for your window project. So that is where the 3030 rifle came from, and it is a beautiful, beautiful piece of artwork. And we'll be giving that away. Now, make sure you know this, and we'll try to make sure everyone finds it out. And I'm going to have to change the tickets and put Saturday instead of Friday when we'll be giving this thing away. And that's going to be a big event, because I know we have folks from various places, and you don't have to be present to win and to take that beautiful, beautiful rifle home with you. So that is one of the things that we'll make sure, and we try to get that word out to everyone, that the raffle will be finalized. The gift will be presented at 6:30 Saturday night, not 6:30 Friday night. And then, okay, now looking down, this will start on Friday, and that will have when the food vendors, the craft vendors come in. We'll have some games going on. I think maybe the jumpy house, things like that, maybe will be here. And then that night at 7 p.m., we have the Crandall Creek Live music here by the Crandall Creek Bluegrass Band. They're a group out of West Virginia, and they're stopping by here in Solana on Friday night on their way down to Nashville to play the Station Inn, one of the more renowned bluegrass club still left in the United States, but they're going to spend the weekend with us here in Clay County. I think they found them a bed and breakfast place to rent where I think they're bringing about 12 or 14 people with them. They're going to do a little vacation here in and around the lake with us that weekend. And then on Saturday, we begin with the car show out at Solana High School. And usually folks start coming in out there around 7, 8 o'clock. And this is a free show, and of course trophies are given away, and I usually have some of the best hamburgers you've ever eaten out there. I know got a great cook that takes care of that, so come out, and we usually have a real, real good turnout for that. Had one of our best turnouts ever last year. And oh, and then also on Friday night, right now we're looking for a little bit of an local open act for Crandall Creek on Friday night. So we can kind of mark that along about 6 o'clock. We hope to start with some music there. Then also, of course, the car show's out at the old Solana High School grounds there, where it's been for years. That is one of our oldest car shows we've had in this area. They've been going on since all the way back at the Fish Fry days when the car show then was held up in Donaldson Park. But it made its way out to Solana High School, and it's been there for a number of years. And then also, there'll be an all-day marble tournament over at Donaldson Park. And I think it will begin, they usually begin those things around 9 or 10 o'clock. And then on Saturday afternoon, have an open mic from 1 to 4 p.m. And then another one of the big things that we have going on here is the Mighty Duck Race, where we, people won't know how in the world we keep the ducks in the river over there where they can race down the river, but these are the little floating ducks like you see at the carnivals, and there'll be, I forgot how many, about 500 of those things, I think, maybe released upriver, and the first one that floats down and goes under the bridge will win $500 for some lucky person. So that'll be taken. The race will end sometime around 2 o'clock. Excuse me, it's a $1,000 prize this year. So we've got double the money here. So with that, that's a big deal also. We usually have a bunch of people looking over the bridge, cheering their duck on when they get down. And then on Saturday night, we have the Crossfire Band coming in at 7 to do live music. And then also during the day here at the courthouse, we've got some special speakers coming in. Darren Shell, who is a local author who has written a book about Rolly Hole Marbles, plus books about this area here on the buried city, the buried town of Willow Grove. He's written books on that, on cemeteries here in this area. And you know, he's going to be doing a couple of presentations here, and he'll have a number of his books for sale. And if you want to look at some of the local history of cemeteries, like I said, the old town that was buried, marbled, all those things, he's a very, very good local author. And then also scheduled is Mr. Bob Fulcher, who was one of the driving forces behind the resurrection of Marble Hole, the Rolly Hole Marble Group. He is the man who set up the trip that our group of marble players, I think we sent marble players, marble makers, quilt makers, barbecue cookers, and a whole group of folks in 1986 up to the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., where they built us a special marble yard up there. And I know we had some of our great marble players went up there. I know that Mr. Ralph Roberts was there. I think Russell Collins, maybe Doyle Roten, and Bud Garrett. Of course, Bud was there to make show how he made Flint marbles. And also he performed on the music stage there with his primitive blues. And we have a number of recordings of the shows that he did up there that we're working on with some stuff. And a lot of that will be with him, with the Rolly Hole stuff, will be in the Rolly Hole Marble Museum. And then also Mr. Mark Dudney, who is a historian with the Upper Cumberland Human Resources Agency. He is going to do a presentation about Cordell Hull. So he will be here doing that during the day. And then I'm going to do a little presentation about the Grover Jones murder trial here, our famous murder trial that took place here in the 19, let's see, I guess that's 70, during the 1970s, where the local farmer got killed in a hit and run, and his son spent about 30 years looking for his father's killer. So, those are some of the things that we've got coming up here that weekend. So, there's lots of things going on the two-day celebration, and we will really want to invite everyone out for that. There's no admission to come in, but, we'll have food vendors here, crafts folks. I think Miss Barbara Boone will be here with her baskets, like she usually does, and then lots of things to do in and around the square for that weekend celebration. So, everyone come out and help us make the best celebration that we've ever had. And I think that kind of covers what we're doing with that. And I'm going to let Randy, if he wants to, play one more song, and we'll come back and we'll do our birthday prize for the day.
the Lyda Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Looks like we have wound her down just about for the day, and looked like the winner of the birthday prize today is Mr. Briar Fisher, who, like I said, Tommy and Coretta Denton's great-grandson. So come over by the chamber and pick up your prize. And I want to remind everyone that we do come to you live and in living color here each week on your radio dial, 101.5 Kicks Country. And we appreciate you listening to us, and we want to keep reminding everyone. Now, we will have some great news about the courthouse. You're coming out sometime in the next few days, so just stay tuned for that. And we've got going to have lots of things going on here in and around the courthouse, beginning this year with, like I said, with the opening of our Rolly Hole Marble Museum, and just lots of activities. I know we're looking at some more musical shows a little bit later on, and trying to come up with a schedule of shows and artists, and just various things here in and around the courthouse. And, you know, with that, I guess it's about time we would say, you know, we got the doors shut down, everything put back where it belongs, mostly. And we appreciate your consideration of staying with us this morning. And I hope that been able to get out some information and just, you know, one of these days where we can sit around and I guess I can jabber about Clay County and some of the things in and around here, which I really enjoy doing. And I hope that you were able to bear with me and make it through this. And we will see you again here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And hopefully I'll have my guest that'll get here this time. And we will be rebroadcast again this evening at 6 o'clock. And with that, we'll say good morning, Clay County. May the good Lord bless and keep you.